Hi, everybody. Well, today is the first. So, yes, we're first twice. So it's 1-1-2-16, 2016, I mean. So here we go. We're clearing for the date. And hopefully you're all here on the right timeline. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'd like to know if anybody felt strange yesterday, 31st going into the first here. If they noticed anything different today or yesterday. I was curious. So you could send us information on that, clsquestions@yahoo.com. And here we go. Let's see here. That's what it's going to get rid of emotional energies that people may have had. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's bring up the light beams. So naturally, you want to bring as many up as you can. If you have on your monitor, you know, a couple of them, that's great. Or maybe you have more monitors. So here we go. Or just one big one's good, too. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. This is if you have energized the light beams here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll have the light beams take away your situations of maybe bad thoughts. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. So here we go. Let's bring that on. So we got the light beams activated. Got your stuff taken away, and we cleared the date. And we'll see what Ann has to add. So, Ann, are you out there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron, and welcome, and good evening, everyone listening. This is Ron Ametron doing the Creation Lightship Healing Show. Ron's website is creationlightship.com. If you are a new listener, you'll want to check that out after the show tonight. We do 4 shows a week here on BBS Radio. They're all wonderful. Tomorrow night, there's another one at 7 p.m. Be sure and be on that as well, where you can experience a healing and a visit to Creation Lightship. So, Ron, I think what everyone really wants to know today on this special day, are we all on the CLS now timeline of light and all present and accounted for?
Yeah, if you're listening to the program, you're here.
Wonderful. That is wonderful. Okay, and we have quite a few comments and questions. Somebody wrote in, and I'm just need a second here. Okay, I'm going by memory because my computer won't let me open this up at this moment. Somebody wrote in that they wanted to stay peaceful last night, so they stayed in and listened to some archives, specifically the one where you talk about prosperity and abundance and do the Jewish money codes. And then this morning they got up and, of course, put on the Release Enslaved Aliens clearing and then did the listen to the 12 source energies, which you brought in for us last Saturday. And they said that started them off on a very peaceful day. So thank you very much for that, Ron.
Great.
Yes. And somebody else just wrote it. Well, today we had the entity clearing call, and I want to thank you for that. It was really wonderful and felt great. And someone who I'm not positive I think was actually on that call is asking if you could do a clearing for feet. She's doing the alien clearings, you know, that big long one, and feels like something is kind of, you know, nipping at her feet. Hmm. Is there something we can do there to help her and help us all, you know, clear our feet?
Okay, so here we go. Let's work on our feet. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Let's get rid of entities, see if that helps. So here we go. Entities from your feet. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Back to you.
Good. I hope that helps. And now I am able to get into our emails. Oh, I should say that our email address is clsquestions@yahoo.com. You can send an email in to the co-host, to me and all the co-hosts, anytime. And you can also click on the Fast Chat button found on the BBS radio page if you have any comments or questions for the shows. Okay, someone wrote in, over the first, I felt a healing wave of energy that opened me up like the rainforest that opens up to the sun. That's good.
Okay.
Okay, and okay, we did that one. Someone wrote in, I told my daughter, who was going to a party last night, to be sure to command her spirit to be with her at midnight. Today she said she was dancing at midnight, and when a light show started, things got weird. She said, I was commanding my spirit to be with me and doing I now increase my life force energy out loud right on the dance floor. And I said, oh, so you were watching everybody else get abducted, and she said, yes. So
yeah.
That's great. Someone else said, hi, I just found a nice thing to do over this holiday, a Ron Amatron marathon with Creation Lightship BBS Radio Archives. After the clone call last night, started them and have been running them nonstop. It's helped me stay in the now during this period. Also want to thank Ron for last week after the clone call for the extra hour we got on the light shift for healing. It was well needed and very appreciated.
Thank
yes,
you.
That was very nice of you, Ron. And I should say that the BBS archives are, of course, wonderful, and they're right on the same page where you click in to listen to the show. But also we have archives that you can access on Ron's website, and the one that listener was referencing, the Jewish Money Codes, can be found on the CTR archives of 2012. And you just click on the word archives on the right-hand side under the CTR emblem, and then when the second page comes up, click on where it says 2012, and it'll bring it right up. Okay. Okay. Hi, Ron. Thank you for the prosperity clearing. After you mentioned it last week, I bought it for myself. I noticed that it's a one-month healing and also available unlimited. What a terrific healing. Thank you for the generous price you put on it, $25 for 1 month of use and $50 to make it into unlimited use. I am clearing times in my life that I have lost money. So I just want to, you know, that's really is a terrific healing, Ron. So I agree with this person. Thank you very much for that. What else should we be putting in there, Ron, to clear for ourselves? Can you give us some suggestions?
As far as, are you talking about a money type of clearing or just...
It's the prosperity clearing.
Well, I think the most obvious is that you're not owning your money or your relationship to money. So a lot of people are always chasing money. They don't have it, so they're, in a sense, trying to find it or get it. But you have to come into oneness with it. That's why on some of the programs, you know, I have people go to the website and go to the object clearing to neutralize their money. So I'll just talk about that briefly. Normally at the expos, I mention this sometimes, but, you know, if you're able to maybe borrow from a friend or have it yourself, maybe $1,000, that could be a big stretch for some people. And other people, you know, they might have much more than that at the bank, so $1,000 is nothing to them. But still, if you get like even $100, but you want to get, you know, if you have $100 and maybe get 10, $10 bills, making $100. If you can get $1,000, then you get $100 bills, and get something like money belt or something that you can have close to your skin. You don't want it to touch your skin. But, you know, a money belt could possibly do that, but that's not really that close to your skin, but it'll still work. I've seen people take, like, plastic bags, and they stick it on their pants and make sure it doesn't fall off, have the belt, you know, secure it. And what you do, you first neutralize that money, and then you put it on your body, we'll say, as close as you can to it. But you don't want it to touch your body. And then from there, you have three problems with having the money if you don't own it. One is you're going to get it stolen, so you're in fear of that. Next one is, are you going to have it burn a hole in your pocket and spend it? And the next one, are you going to lose it? So most people have one of those three scenarios, if not all of them. And you need to get over that. So once you get over it and you have the money with you, now you can kind of go, yeah, it's okay, I have it with me, I understand it. You know, and, you know, at first, maybe if it's $1,000, it's going to be like kind of scary for you to have that because you go, oh man, this is like my life savings, you know. Well, after maybe a couple of weeks to a month of having it on you, not just like a month, then you're going to realize that, yeah, it's $1,000, you know, I'm not in fear of it. I have it, you know, it's because you're going to be owning that money. And then now you're able to bring it to you. When you first start, naturally you're afraid of it. First thing that's going to happen to it. And then at the end of it, after a month, you're going to feel like, yeah, $1,000, I could take it or leave it. And that's where you want to be, in that state of non-judgment of the money. And after that, you're going to be able to probably be able to draw the money to you, because typically if you're afraid of losing money, you're not going to get any because you're afraid of losing it. You're pushing it away. The same way as if you, you know, have it stolen from you or you're going to be spending it. So that's the whole thing, is to get into oneness. So the whole thing with prosperity, talking about finances, you know, having money, is you're allergic to what you want to have. So you have to get into oneness with it to be able to draw it to you. Remember, you have to become in oneness with whatever you want to have. Otherwise, it's going to be outside of your realm, outside of your consciousness, outside of you. Remember, everything in source energy is in oneness, in a sense. It's still separate, but there's no charge on it, putting it back into duality. And that's how you have to look at it, is everything is just a different energy, but none's better than the other, or stronger or higher. And that's what you're taught here, you know, with the Galactic Federation rules and guidelines that they have, is that you live in duality here, and there's a spiritual hierarchy to everything, a pecking order, and that's not true in source energy. So you're getting back into source energy if you do that, clearing that way, because you're able to come into oneness with your prosperity. And you may also want to do the psychic billboard also along with that, once you start clearing out the energies of not wanting money. Even though you may want it desperately, you're still not wanting it or getting it because you're allergic to it. Back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. And today, I just wanted to say that the listener who wrote in about that said they're putting in some incidences about times they lost money, which is great. And then you've given us some more ideas too, Ron, and, you know, I suppose you could even put in some of your fears that you might have that you could turn up if you do your exercise there of carrying the money around. But you also could just think of, you know, times back in your life, right, that different things happen with money, that maybe you felt cheated or you were cheated, you know, like given the wrong change or whatever, or, you know, tricked into buying something. That might affect your prosperity, or, you know, like got tricked into joining the Book of the Month Club or something and you couldn't get out of it. All sorts of things. So I just wanted to say that today Ron sent out an email about the January 9th organ restoration call, which I know everyone was on that last year is really looking forward to it. If you did not get that email and you want to be on it, well, first of all, sign up for the emails on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. It's on the right-hand side. And there'll probably be another reminder sent out, so you'll receive that. But also, you can always ask us to forward it from the clsquestions@yahoo.com. But, and that's very important, and we'll talk more about that during the week, but this Sunday at 1 o'clock is the Setting Your Seeds of Intention for the Coming Year conference call. And what that entails is Ron is going to bring in the energies of the coming months. And he suggests that we have intentions, well, as many as we want. It could be one or two for the month. You may have just one intention for the whole year, whatever it is. And just so it's clear, because some people want to come on the call even absentee, if with your list of intentions, what you want to do is feel the energies and kind of match up what your intention is to the energy of the different months. It's not exactly that you have the intention of getting a new job and that that Source Energy and Ron are going to charge that up for you. Am I saying this correctly, Ron? Am I describing that right?
What's going to happen is you're getting a preview of what the dark side is wanting to bring in here for each month. And so when you can understand what they're going to bring in, because remember, you're on timelines, and the dark side already has programs in place for you. That's why you have your natal chart. And so everything is sort of predetermined until you can, you know, find your way out of it. Which is by doing clearings. But basically, we're going to be bringing the energy in so you can kind of sample what the dark side is planning to do to you. And some things may be peaceful. Like last year, we had a lot of abductions. I think that started maybe in March, April of last year, or this year, I should say. Well, last year, since now we're in the new year. But people felt really, we saw a lot of clones during that time, I should say. So we knew that we had a heads up of what they're planning to do. So what this is allowing you to do is to figure out where you want to do your particular affirmation and how to match it up for the month that would be the most beneficial for you according to what the aliens have in store for you with the programs that you're going to be running. So that's what it's about, is to get a heads up on what can happen. Now, if you found we'll just say that we get a month coming up as we look at it, and it's just really an awful month. Well, what do you do if it's really awful? Well, you can do timeline crashes on it and save yourself from going into that situation. Let's just say that for some reason we had a lot of accidents for the month of February, okay? People, I normally ask people what they felt, and they'll comment on it during the call. We'll say that everybody said, well, yeah, I feel like kind of accident-prone things coming. Well, right away, now you know how to do your timeline crashes for that month as you approach, say, February. You want to be extra careful, so you want to do timeline crashes to get off that timeline that the aliens are wanting to put you on. So what's so great about it is to do it that way. So you just get a heads up of where to match up your affirmations and what you're planning to do next year, if you even know. But for myself, you know, being in the moment, each month is the same. And I don't necessarily, deal with things in the moment. So I kind of like find out what's going on and you know, work on it from there. So I don't do anything with affirmations or looking at anything from, a perspective of trying to manifest something in a certain month because I don't live there. But everybody else normally does. So you do have goals for next year, and you can find out what month is going to be the most beneficial for you. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, and I asked people last Friday to send in some ideas so we can put together some, you know, a list of what some of our intentions could be, just to get people kind of started, because I know sometimes people are a little stuck, what should I make an intention about? So if you're interested in that list, which did get to 12, just send us an email, and we'll send it out to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll send the list out to you. And that might be a nice help. Okay, someone wrote in and said, December was a very dark and gray month, but today the sun was out and the energy was lighter. Felt the need to clean.
Ah, okay, good.
Very interesting. It felt very good where I live also, Ron, and nice blue skies and everything, so maybe there's going to be some good energy this year. How did it feel up where you are, Ron?
It felt good today.
Good. Okay, someone wrote in just now and said, my fear when I had money in my wallet is abduction and staying in the now timeline. So I guess that's always going to be our fear. Okay, we have a request here.
I'll mention that. So what happens is, if you're not in the now timeline, that's where all the stuff happens, outside of that, okay? And so if you're in the now, you're probably not going to lose anything because the energy in the now doesn't promote duality, which would be maybe anger, fear, and anything like that. So if you're in the now, you probably won't lose anything because it doesn't relate to you. Now, when you're on timelines, that's where they get you. So if you do have a fear and you start verbalizing it, that's what people do normally, which is the worst thing you could ever do is to verbalize something, only because the aliens are listening. And they're listening to you. Now they know what your problem is. They really, you know, don't, you know, probably care about you until you, you know, what's the old thing? The squeaky wheel or something. You know that little phrase, the squeaky wheel gets the grease or something, or, you know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, some kind of old phrase. So anyway, if you don't say anything, then, you know, you really aren't going to be probably drawing that stuff to you. As soon as you start talking out loud about something, then you're connected. So just be very careful, or if you see something the same way. So just try to be in the now, and you may not go through those roller coaster rides. But if you're really afraid of losing money and you start telling everybody, you know, I'm going to lose money, you know, I got to keep watching what I'm doing so I don't lose my money, well, sure enough, you know, you're going to have a self-fulfilling prophecy one of these days. And hopefully you're not looking to lose a lot, you know. But it depends what the aliens want to do with you. Then they'll abduct you onto timelines. And then you can lose it on a timeline and not know where it went here. And that's like losing your keys or misplacing your car in a parking lot or anything that you misplace. It could come back to you, but the money may not, because it's a smaller thing and they may want to have some of your currency that you have here up on some spaceship, you know? Who knows? Oh, we have these $100 bills. Wow, this is great. We're going to plaster our walls with them. person had a whole lot of them. They just got them from the bank, and they're really crisp. And, you know, we're going to check out that little metal strip in them and see what that does. And for, you know, you just gave them the luxury of having that because you were afraid of losing it. Anyway, back to you.
Okay, great. So, Ron, if we find ourselves judging something or worrying about something or just holding some kind of thoughts in our mind and our body, we shouldn't say it out loud, and we should do the mind-to-heart drop until we are completely clear and are not thinking about that anymore. Is that correct? Because that's one of the wonderful tools you've taught us.
Yes, and I would always stand the now with the mind to heart drop. Yeah, very simple to do, and once you do that, then you're going to be at peace. And the aliens don't know what peace is, so they don't know what peace is. They're going to leave you alone because they're looking for duality, looking for you to be jumping up and down and being emotional about something. So back to you.
I saw the movie The Equalizer last night with Denzel Washington, and he basically kills a lot of bad people. And at the end, one of the bad guys is trying to bargain for his life, and he says, "Tell me what you want. Now, I don't care what it costs, tell me." And he said, "I want peace." And the bad guy said, I don't have enough money for that." It's a good movie. Okay, next one, Ron. I had a headache all day. I saw an orb in a picture I took in my kitchen. Could we get a clearing for red and pink orbs?
Okay, here we go. Let's release the orbs. You have any orbs attached to you? So let's release them from your head. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, let's see how that works for everybody. So back to you.
Okay, thanks so much, Ron. Yeah, I think that sometimes those orbs, because you were saying the other night that they're attracted to and want to attach to our energy fields of our bodies, but someone told me that they once saw a picture of an empty swimming pool and the whole top of the pool was covered with orbs. So I wonder if they hang around places knowing you'll be back, you know, and kind of waiting. It kind of sounds like that might have been what's happening to this listener today.
Yeah, that sounds, wow, okay, yeah. Beware.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, someone wrote in that they're going to miss the first hour of the Sunday call. And I know you have said that that's the January 3rd call, Ron, the months of the year. Is there anything they need to do, especially if they're coming into the call late or going to be absentee?
Well, what I would do is we do water at times. So you want to talk about the water, Anne?
Yes, and it's on the email, the list of all the waters that Ron is likely to do. So you'll want to check that and set up glasses for yourself. Though, do you actually do the whole week on this call, Ron? Seven containers?
I'll have to check. Plus,
I sort of think you do.
I'm pretty sure.
I have to look on the email too. But you'll want to check that, and you can just line up some glasses because you do often do a few water chargings right at the beginning of the call, so the person wouldn't want to miss that. So they could set it up before they leave the house that morning, and then they'll be charged when they get back.
That is correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, that's nice. I mean, the optimally, you're on the call live and listening to Ron, but you're still going to get all the energies, and it includes a trip to the lightship. So 4 hours on the lightship is really going to be terrific. Okay, we have a question about a healing, Ron. I purchased the set sequence timing body clearing. What are examples of things that should be put in special incidences of set sequence timing body clearing? Thank you.
It would be where you have probably the most traumas.
So would you list organs, for instance?
You could.
Okay.
What that clearing does, it aligns your spirit with your body, throughout your life, basically. So if you have a problem, then your spirit may not want to be there because of maybe physical pain or something. Well, that's that clearing, can do to help you.
So okay, and I know that's one of the ones you recommend that we do for the body blueprint clearing that's coming soon. And so this listener, it sounds like they're getting ready for that, which is great. And so it'll probably work in tandem with that clearing, right? You can help your body even more by clearing it through this.
Yes, uh-huh.
So you wouldn't just put, like, lungs. You'd put, if you had a condition with your lungs, right?
Typically it'd be a condition, yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. I'd love to hear from people who've done that healing if they have any more testimonials about it or, you know, whatever their experiences have been. It'd be very interesting for us all to share that. Okay, someone wrote in, clear gifts. Ron, you mentioned we may have bought or been given gifts that were made by aliens. Will the object clearing remove that energy?
Yes, it should, yes, uh-huh.
Oh, good.
May not remove the alien completely, but it will remove the energy that was placed in it.
Okay, good. Then, because I think that would probably improve that item. Okay, so someone wrote in, Ron, if you're interested in doing some clearings. I live in Los Angeles, and many people say negative things about my home. I have noticed that certain cities are more judged than others. You spoke about Detroit recently. I think people feel sad when they hear about there. Can you clear some cities from these judgments? Here is a list of the cities I think are most judged, in addition to the two above: New York, New Orleans, San Francisco, Dallas, and the whole state of Florida. Thanks.
Well, what we could do is I'll have everybody think of one of their states or cities, we'll say, more than likely cities. So let's, in fact, if you want to write down a couple of them, just write them on a piece of paper, and we'll just take out the vowels so you won't be connected to them. And we're not going to clear the city. We're going to clear the attachment that you have to that city. So we'll do that maybe in a couple of minutes. Maybe we can get another question or something as people are jotting down what they have. We'll just do a vowel clearing, and that should help to release that energy from the people.
Right. Okay, so the person that wrote in about the orb, or asking for the orb clearing, said that just when I started to talk about it, her sound went out, and she's wondering if I did it. So we did do it. Did that person get the orbs removed for them, Ron, or did they miss out since the sound went off for a few seconds there?
As long as you're on the program, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. So you don't have to worry about if your sound all of a sudden goes out or not.
Great. And, you know, that reminds me, I just wanted to say that on last Saturday night when you were bringing in the 12 source energies, a couple of people commented that they had a little trouble, it went in and out a little on people. But the same goes there, right? The energy is the same, and your energy will you know, the energy of the 12 source energies was coming through and will continue to come through on the archives, correct, Ron?
Yeah, and just see if the archive is good. If not, you can always go to the CTR archive that we have for the same thing. So if you want, you know, if one was choppy for you or you got recorder choppy or something, you can always go to the CTR one.
Right, right. I think the one that you did on Saturday, it's okay on the archive. I heard it. There's a couple of times where it's just, you know, goes silent, but it doesn't, it feels really strong.
Wonderful.
Okay. So people are asking for the copy of the intentions for Sunday, and we will send those out. So this is great, Ron, that so you're going to clear a place for us that we have judged. Is that correct?
Yes, uh-huh. Because
okay.
Because you have it, you know, and you're thinking about it. So here we go. We'll just, I can do the first one, so maybe you've had six of them. So let's do, we'll just do them all at once. So here we go, releasing the A. So releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and the E. Releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, A, E, I. Oh, boy. Releasing the I. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, O. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and U. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. A, E, I, O, U. That could make a word if we change the letters around on that. Let's see. Interesting. Well, I have somebody work with those letters. A, E, I, O, U. See if we can get a word out of that. Or something that could sound like a word, you know. Back to you.
Right. And what about why, Ron? I always think, you know, oh, and oh, sometimes why.
It was a why. Yeah. So we're releasing the why. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie dokie.
So could one put into maybe the environmental timeline crash clearing, that's one of your wonderful free clearings, Ron, people's negative judgments to, you know, are on X place, and might that clear the city off a little of that? Or does it not, is it not affecting the city as a whole?
Hard to say on that one.
Okay. Okay. And I'm thinking, what else could we do? Oh, here's an interesting comment, Ron. Hi, Ron. Yesterday, I found myself going to the TV to put up the pictures of the light beings, as I always do before the radio shows. Then I realized it was the clone conference call, not a show. I left the pictures up anyway while you cleared the clone energies from us, and it felt great. Am I correct that energy was emanating through the light beings, or is that only if you specifically activate them?
If you're listening to a BBS program, they are activated. If you have clearings up, the light beams are activated. More than likely, they're not activated if you just have them up in your room. So at times I do activations, like at the expos for people. And if they bought a light beam picture, I'll activate that, and that'll be activated continuously. So we do offer that. But just having it up without doing a clearing, it'll just be there. I'm sure that it will help somewhat. I don't know how effective that light beam would be, though. Okay, but it will be there activated maybe 10 to 20%. Unless you, you know, did something like an object clearing or something like that and you had it on for a while, or you had one of your, you know, the free clearings up, then it will be activated to bring in peace energy. and to help you for whatever that clearing is being used for. But just by going to a page and bringing up the light beam on its own, it won't do much for you. So back to you.
Okay. Okay, great, Ron. Okay, someone wrote in about the alien keyword intercept clearing that you gave us. Could you just type in all words in the clearing to clear everything? I'm not really sure exactly what they mean. Maybe all, you couldn't put in all the words of the world. Maybe they mean all the letters?
Well, I don't know. I don't like hearing the word all. if you're going to be clearing a word, then put the word in. Okay?
Right.
You know, some people think they could probably take a dictionary and put that on their computer and say, light beam, clear every word in this dictionary. No, it doesn't work that way. You know,
right.
You have to be specific on what you want to have cleared. So, anyway, back to you.
Okay. Somebody wrote in, when we do the release enslaved aliens clearing, this listener wrote in to said, I feel the aliens are dumbfounded and they can do nothing about it, that we slip through their fingers in lieu of all their efforts, and they can do nothing as we are in the peace area and they are just dumbfounded. Now it's their time to cry.
Well, that's good, yeah. There's a rock and roll song about that, right?
Yes. It's somebody's turn to cry.
Yep, that's true, yeah.
Okay, and someone asked if you could talk a little bit more about the baptism clearing.
Well, that's clearing hooks you up to all the aliens. So that's another way they get into you. As you're being sacrificed. So that's probably about all that I could tell you. So you want to get that energy off of you.
So, Ron, if someone hasn't been baptized in this lifetime, should they do it anyway? Will it clear any past life baptisms, or are they okay to just skip doing that if they haven't been baptized?
Good question. I don't know how to answer that one. Typically, it's for this lifetime.
Right.
You might want to specify maybe another lifetime, or maybe you want to clear your parents, because they may have been baptized. And that energy still could be passed on to you. Remember, they're having implants and all different types of things. So those implants could be connected to you.
Right. And so would you buy the healing for yourself and then put their names in, or would you actually buy the healing for each of your parents?
I'd buy it for each one of your parents.
Okay.
Remember, the clearing will work with the name that you purchase it for.
Okay. Gene, Ron, maybe you can think about adding a seven-generational baptism clearing. I don't know if that's just what you need, another healing. I just thought I'd mention that because it popped into my head there. Okay, someone is asking you for a healing. They're not sure what is going on. They're not hearing their alarm when it goes off, and they sleep hours longer after the alarm goes off, and it's causing them to feel confused and to feel, unrest. Do you know what's going on with that person, and can you offer some kind of a clearing for that?
Well, I won't talk about person. I'll just take the question as a general question, okay?
Okay.
The general question is that you're not hearing an alarm clock at times. That could happen any time during your life. So what does that mean? It means that you're not here. So you're probably abducted because you don't have your consciousness here to wake up. So you're not here to hear the alarm clock. That's how I would see that. And so everything else could go, you know, downhill from there. And how do you look when you wake up? Does it look like you? Get a mirror out and check the way you look. Maybe it takes a while for your body to sink in. Maybe you have a beginner alien out there who's fabricating you. And they don't know enough about, you know, the physical body to, you know, bring it forward enough into the blueprint that it needs to be. And you're maybe not here completely after they even create you. So, you know, get a mirror and check yourself out.
Well, I guess it's back to the same things that you know, all the tools you've given us, Ron. And I don't think we mentioned tonight the Be Here Now clearing. That's a free one on Ron's website. It's in 3 10-minute segments. It's body retrieval, spirit retrieval, and followed by spirit integration. It is so simple and so powerful. And you could put that on your cell phone or up on your tablet or computer, and it just feels wonderful, works every time. So I really recommend that everybody does that as well. So today, Ron, was your wonderful entity clearing call, which is every Friday at 5:30, and someone has a question about entities. If an entity was cleared in the entity clearing, will it attach itself again to another person?
No, the entity is gone. Could its friends attach? Yes, but that entity that was released is no longer here, so it doesn't exist.
Great. Okay. So we're getting requests for the intention list for Sunday. And, Ron, I was thinking that right before Christmas, I think it was, you did some samples for sadness and loneliness clearings that were very powerful for people. And I was wondering if perhaps we could have samples of those again tonight.
Okay, which one do you want to do first?
Loneliness.
Okay. So let's activate the loneliness in you. Remember, you have to own the loneliness. So I want you all to feel really lonely so we can release it. Otherwise, it could be like a Band-Aid. And here we go. So think of when you're really lonely, and I'll release that one incident. Maybe that one that you're thinking about is the one that brings everything else forward. So here we go. Let's see what happens. Releasing it. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Now, what do you want to do next? Sadness?
Yes.
Okay. Think of when you're really sad. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Well, back to you.
Okay, Ron. Thank you very much. Okay, so let me just keep going here on our questions. Somebody wrote in, I think these were, you know, more for Friday night. That's right. It is Friday night tonight. So they went to the grocery store. This is kind of long. And the cashier did something odd and took a coupon off something the person was buying and said, oh, go get another one of these. Look, it's a coupon. You can have it for free. And they went back to the aisle and got the item. And then when they came back, everything had changed, and they could see, I guess, that everything was a hologram and everyone were clones. And the cashier was just standing there, hadn't started to ring up anything. And she said she was so glad that, you know, she stayed separate from it all and was able to step back and view it. But it wasn't over because she went home and was missing a bag of food. And when she called the store, they said, oh, sorry, we must have given it to the people behind you. And she said, she felt like it had something to do with all the barcodes on the food and the barcode on the coupon. And she says at the end, so happy for all the tools to bring me back and glad they did not have me for lunch. And so, yeah, it's, and then I'm laughing too, Ron, and she says at the end, it's not funny.
Well.
But it's true. I mean, what can you do?
Wow.
Okay, someone, it's like, it's not funny, but then you sort of have to laugh because we can't, what are we going to do? It's something we're dealing with, and it's there all the time. So someone said, if you're doing the mind-to-heart drop before sleep and being in the here and now, how can we be abducted? Well, hopefully we can't be or won't be.
It's harder to be.
Right.
Remember, nothing is 100%, but it's harder to be when you're not on timelines. That's why you do the be here now clearing and or the mind-to-heart drop. So the mind-to-heart drop is your best bet. So do that one and just walk around and do it in a shopping center, see what happens. And you might find people are seeing you as being invisible.
Right, right. Okay, well, people really appreciated that sadness and loneliness clearing run that you just did. And someone wrote in, feeling emptiness. I've been feeling this gnawing emptiness most of my life, and I usually overeat to fill up. Is this emptiness related to loneliness or abandonment, and what clearing can I do?
Well, I wonder what clearings they've had so far. So it was an email, have them send in a little reference there. You know, we can see which ones they've had dealing with that issue.
Okay. Right. It could be something that might be healed from the emotional clearing.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, that would be helpful if that listener, I assume they're listening right now, so they could send it in. So here's another question, Ron. As humans, there are humans from different planets on Earth or different races on planet from different planets on Earth now. Who were here before us, if there was anyone, and did you do clearings for them?
I don't normally go past 2,000 years, you know, from that time frame. So the past 2,000 years I know a little bit about. But going past that, I really don't have any recall. I could bring in the energies if you wanted to experience something like that, but I don't know who or what was here. That's not in my jurisdiction.
Right, right. Okay, so what else, can you think of anything else we need, Ron, while we're on the air here? We're also blessed and happy to be on this call and to be able to connect to Creation Lightship through you. Is there something else that tonight that we need that would make us all more whole?
Let's see. Well, I think we'll do a clearing to help you own your spirit. As you need to come into, contact, resonance, whatever word you want to use there with your spirit. Your spirit is maybe what you don't understand or recognize, or you can't even see it. So here we go. Let's bring the energy of your spirit in more fully into your consciousness. So here we go. One, two, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Oh, back to you.
Okay, Ron. And another thing I thought of, thank you for doing that, and that might kind of add to that or, you know, help us keep that energy you just gave us. Could you shut down our crown chakras and also close our third eyes?
Sure. So let's do that. So closing down your crown chakra. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And also your third eye, releasing that energy that's keeping it open. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So let's see how long you can hold that energy. You should feel a little better right now. So
okay.
I guess back to you.
Okay, and I think it would be really helpful for people, well, of course, to do any, you know, as many healings as you can for yourself, but you could do the spirit infusion, which is on at the end of a lot of the healings. I often go to the alien oxygen code clearing, which is a free one on the right-hand side, and the last option on the list there is spirit integration, and you can just put that on for yourself and actually leave it running all the time. Oh, and you had recommended, Ron, that it's a good time to be running the clone to light clearing for ourselves, and I have been doing that. Are there any of the other free clearings you could recommend that we ought to be doing now, Ron?
No, just do the regular, the free clearings that we have, you know.
Okay.
There's so many of them that we have on the website. Find out where you are with your consciousness, and which one you might really need to invest some money in to help you out. The free ones are great for a Band-Aid, but you do need to do clearings to, get rid of your stuff. Remember, the free ones will not get rid of your stuff. It only works with what's happening to you right now. And you need to get rid of what is causing the problem. So, it's like a Band-Aid, and those clearings do work very nicely. But just know that if you have emotional stuff going on, or trauma, or fear, or anxiety, you need to do clearings to release that from you. So, let's do the Mind to Heart Drop to end our program. And here we go. Commanding your spirit out loud. Take the thoughts inside of your head, that monkey mind, that chatter, and drop them into your heart to neutralize them. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Let's reverse that. That's dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yeah, just trying to keep it consistent for people. So that way it's easier, like you're dropping down in numbers. So back to you.
Okay, someone was asking me, just to clarify, it's the where the spirit infusion is that I mentioned, and it's called Alien Oxygen Code Removal. But it's on a lot of the healings. So thank you, Ron. We did the mind-to-heart drop a little early before we're saying goodbye exactly. I was wondering, since you put our spirits more strongly with us, would a chakra balancing help us stay, keep our spirits in our bodies also?
Boy.
Or is that something separate?
Well, that's a little different. Remember, your chakra system is an alien technology. And that's how they get into you. They created that roadmap of all the different meridians and stuff in your body so they can attach to it. I'll turn that off for 1 hour for people, basically. So straight up on the hour, it'll be activated because I can't hold the energy that long. At least I can kind of give you a helping hand here a little bit. And here we go. It's going to turn off your chakra system. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, so you should feel like you could feel like a pin drop if one were to drop around you. How do you feel, Ann?
Very relaxed. And it's like the peace is physical. Like it's real to me. It's in my body.
Yep, so.
Thank you for that.
Straight up on the hour, it'll come back on again, and enjoy the peace that you have now, and we'll see you on BBS tomorrow night, same time, same station, and we go to the Lightship tomorrow, then Sunday we have our special conference call where you can sample and bring in the years with the new energies here. So, anything you want to add, Ann, before we close?
No, I think that's good. You know, as you said, tomorrow, 7 p.m., you'll all want to be on that call live, and Sunday at 1 p.m., both Pacific time, is the 12-month call. I'm going to send the people who requested the list of intentions tonight, and people who get that or anyone, if you think of any more to add to that list to help people, especially might be helpful to new listeners, send them in, and we can talk about that again tomorrow night.
Good. So
thank you, Ron. Bye, all.
Goodbye, everybody.